Even when I'm hard to love, you do. Written by Amaranthines and read by Sunkit and Shash. An Only Friends Boston Nick fic. Rated G. Summary. They're both moving on, moving forward, but they both need to say goodbye one last time.
There is a man. A man for whom I would challenge the world to ensure his happiness. There is a man. A man whom I love so deeply that I would erase every part of me to be the man he deserves.
Partial author's notes. This is supposed to read kind of as a goodbye letter slash conversation going back and forth. It starts with Nick, and then alternates back and forth between them.
There is a man. A man for whom I would challenge the world to ensure his happiness. He has a soft smile he rarely shows the world, too often hiding behind a cocky grin so that no one looks deeper. He cares deeply and with a ferocity that could burn the world. He thinks the world hates him, for that is all he's ever been told, but he is wrong. He is wrong because I love him. I love him so much that I had to let him go.
There is a man. A man whom I love so deeply that I would erase every part of me to be the man he deserves. A man who sees the beauty in the world around him and treats everyone with kindness, even an asshole like me. A man who saw past the cocky mask I wear and stayed anyways. Loved me anyway. He is someone I love, and yet I could not, would not hold him back. So I left, and he let me.
I remember the day we met. The day that changed my life. A single transaction became more, and all too soon I was in too deep. Unable to keep up with the casual nature in which you lived your life, and the need to tie you to me. Oh, how I envied that ease with which you moved through the world. And even now, I still wish I knew how you did it. I spent so much time trying to be the ideal I thought you wanted, when I should have been learning from you. Learning how to take the world like it owes you everything. To be confident enough to ask for what I want, and to give only what I could handle giving away. Maybe then you would not have been able to steal my heart so easily.
It's hard to believe I ever thought we could be a one-time thing. I think I knew the day you posed for me you were special, because I could truly see you in that moment. Your lids, heavy with sex, and the gentle smile on your lips, backlit in yellows and greens. You were breathtaking. The trust you put in me in that moment, when I had done nothing to earn it. The faith you had when you knew my past, and even my present, and still believed that I would not hurt you, and what I saw was beautiful. I can still see you spread beneath the soft lights on the striped sheets, looking up at me so softly. Your eyes. I could have drowned in that moment. You looked like a king. And I was a fool to not worship you more.
I don't think I can ever truly serve enough penance for what I did to you. I knew how closely you guarded your privacy, how it was one of the few things you could control, and that it mattered the most to you. What I did shattered it in an instant, shattered you in an instant. It was beyond reproach. There are no excuses, no explanations, just a sincere apology. If I could take it back, I would, because even if we still ended up here, at least you wouldn't be alone. I'm sorry that my actions took that away from you, them away from you. I truly hate that I'm leaving you alone. I think this hurts more than the heartbreak.
I wish I was able to be the man you deserve. the man you need. You deserve to have someone who gives you all those sweet moments. I know you tried to convince yourself you didn't really need. You deserve someone who kisses you as the new year rings in, and takes you out on the dance floor for all the world to see. Lays claim to you and shows you off, and doesn't hide you away in a dark bedroom or hidden away on strips of film. I want to give that to you, and I hope what little I did made you feel special, if only for a moment. The man I am is not one who will apologize for being who I am, just as I would not ask you to apologize for being who you are, or ask you to change. For to change would take away all the things I love about you. The things that make you, you. The things I hated to watch disappear as you tried to be someone you thought I wanted. I hated watching you try to fit a mold you were too good for. A mold that broke the moment you tried, because you were always better than what it tried to be. So, as much as this hurts, I truly hope you find the love for yourself once again, and I'm sorry I stripped that away from you. It was never my intention, for I only ever wanted to love you. I wanted to go with you, to make sure you weren't alone as you start fresh. I know I told you I would be moving for myself, and while it wasn't a total lie, it wasn't the full truth. I would have gone to make sure you took care of yourself, to make sure you ate your meals and got enough rest, and I know you don't need any of this, yet I still want to. I know you are going to thrive in your new piece of the world. You're stronger than anyone I've met, and you'll make friends quickly. Better friends, who will see what I see in you. The kindness and sincerity with which you face the world is something others will see, and they will take care of you. I know you are worried that you might not be good enough, but your work speaks for itself. You show people in their best form. You strip away the world and show the person they are in their heart, and I'll forever love you for seeing something beautiful in me and wanting to capture it. You always made me feel special, and I am sure the rest of your subjects feel the same. Your clients will trust you, and you will go far. Of this, I am most certain. I thought about asking you to come with me, to have at least one friendly face amongst thousands, but it was too selfish of me. I knew you'd come if I asked, that you'd drop everything for me. And as much as I love you, it didn't feel right to uproot you for something I wasn't sure I could continue. You deserve to be wanted fully, and not just for selfish reasons. Our time together may have always had an end date. Good things never seem to last, and you are the best thing to ever happen to me, and I hope that I will someday become a pleasant memory for you as well. Don't ever change who you are. Not for me, not for anyone. Find the pieces that make you happy and fulfill you. Seek them out and do not settle for anyone who will not give them to you. You are a kind and beautiful man who loves fiercely and deserves to have that and more returned to you. A part of me will always love you. You are the man who taught me, the biggest playboy, to love. One last thing before I let you go and you start to thrive. You need to know that I never thought you were an asshole. I never hated you, not even as you broke my heart. I never could. It would have been easier if I could have. It would be easy to say I did what I did because I hated you, or thought you somehow deserved it because of who you were and how you live your life, but it'd be a lie. I never hated you or the way you move through this world. I never thought less of you for being a player or for giving yourself to anyone who struck your fancy. I admired it.
I wish I could do the same, but it's okay that I can't. And I know you do not judge me for not being like you. If I could have one more wish, I'd wish that you could see how amazing you are. Who you love and how you love is nothing to be ashamed of. Love freely. Love honestly. Love openly. Do not let people make you feel like you are wrong or dirty for living your life as you do. It is a beautiful life. A life that makes you happy and fulfills you. I fell in love with that person. So never regret that. And never let anyone tell you differently. You are lovable just the way you are. And someday someone besides me will see that.
Thank you for seeing me, for loving me as I am, and for showing me that love is something I can want and wish for. Thank you for trying, and for never giving up on me. Thank you for sticking with me, and for knowing when it was time to walk away. You are stronger than I could ever be. I will try to live without regret about us, and I hope you will as well. I will never regret the time I spent with you, and will only wish we had more.
Thank you for seeing me, for trusting me to see pieces of you that you'd hidden so carefully, and for letting me back in when I broke them. Thank you for always being honest, and never promising more than you were willing to give.
Nick, I truly wish you true happiness and a life filled with love and joy. Love, Boston.
Tawn, thank you for loving me, and more importantly, for letting me love you in return. Heart, Nick.
The end.